Yeshiva kept his beard. Other guys didn't. How you all have you guys? Have a beard. Since I understand that not many of you were here this morning, some of you were. Come on. Why? What was the occasion? So we'll learn the Gemara. I'll help you inside together. Okay. Free clearing. What do you take an hour? Okay, let's go. Big shit today. We spoke about on Sunday at Lent. Let's go. We started on Sunday, the Gemara spoke about the relationship where a guy is riding on the behemoth, the Rachov, and one guy is holding the Mesera. The Gemara went through a whole Masa Matan, who's kind of what. On Sunday, I spoke very, very deep array in Shitas Rashi, Harry learned the Gemara. I'll come back to Rashi in the second half of today to summarize it again. But today I want to present the Mahalach of the Tais of Rosh, Harid Lent Gemara. Let's see the Gemara inside again. Echad Rosh Chamor, Echad Tos Maser. One guy's riding in the Chamor, one guy's holding onto the reins. Zekon Chamor, Zekon Maser. So first of all, the Gemara says, Shema, we know Rosh Chamor. Chanami Manu Brago. That's the first part of the Gemara. We spoke about that Sunday. The Gemara answers, that's not a raya from Rachel. I'm also going to write that Rachel's coin in our ongoing controversy whether Rachel's coin or not, which we're starting to get to the end now. Tomorrow, we're going to do the famous sugi of Yochanan Natkoi with the famous Rambam. And then we're going to move on Sunday to the famous sugi of Meshoch Behemah Zu V'Kinikeh, which is a very, very lomdish sugi. And then during the week, we're going to see the Mishnah, Mitzvah Hashem. There's a lot going on. We have a lot to do now that you're stuck here. So we have a lot to do and we have plenty of time to do it. Yeah? How am I a trip with Emmy? I usually learn. You can come with me to visit my Mechutan. That's what the usual Irish. I don't go to great adventures, I don't go on trips, I go bowling. What? Some people go to the zoo. I can't wait to go visiting. Family time. Everyone goes visiting. Welcome to Mechutan, go visit your kids. You guys are welcome to come on. So, Gemara. Let's start that story. So, Gemara says the guy was kind of the Chamor. The man of Rachel, listen carefully now. Frankly, Gemara, Yahoo, you can not be Rachel ben Masera. I'll go slowly now, Kaseda. Rashi learned, there's a big mystery over here. What was the Gemara's cash over here? That the Baal, so what does the Brisa say? The Brisa says the Rachel is kind of the Chamor, the Behema. And the guy picked up the Masera, the reins is kind of the reins. So Gemara says, I'll start slowly. In fact, the Gemara, Ihochi, Nikni Nami Roch Masera. This is the crucial line of the Gemara. The Roch, the one who's riding the behemoth, the Chamor, he should be kind of the reins also, slowly. We're very slow here. Rashi learns that the Gemara's kasha was. Which Kenyan, the Rachel do on the Masera? Says Rashi, the Gemara's kasha was that he should be kind of the base pagaya, the mukum where the reins are attached to the behemoth. Because it's bottle of behemoth. That was the entire Gemara's kasha, nothing more than that. That was the Gemara's kasha. Gemara didn't have another kasha. What else? He didn't do a Kenyan. What Kenyan did the Baal HaChamor do on the Masera? So Rashi learned that the Gemara's kasha was extremely, extremely limited. The Gemara's kasha was that you should be kind of the tachshi, you should be kind of the chelik that's on there. Nothing more than that. I'm repeating again. Why did Rashi learn like that? Rashi learned that the Gemara's kasha was you should be kind of the chelik which is the tachshi of him, because Rashi at that point didn't know any other kinyan. What other kinyan is the guy kind of? He didn't do a kinyan on the Masera. The Bala, I repeat, the Bala Chamor, the Bala Rochov didn't do a kinyan on the reins. He did a kinyan on the animal. He didn't do a kinyan on the rain. So why should he be kinyan? So Rashi learned at that point that the Gemara's kasha was, you should be kinyan the chilek of the rain which is attached to the animal because it's a tachshit and it's kechamor dami. It's not much like kechamor itself. That's how Rashi learned the Gemara's kasha. Also. The Reis Rosh argues, and the reason why the Reis Rosh argues is because he was gerus in the Gemara. The Gemara said, Ihachi. But very slowly, it's a very lundish Gemara here. He was gerus in the Gemara, Ihachi. In fact, the Gemara, Ihachi, he's talking about Manik Biraglo, then you should be kind of the reins also. Now, the Reis Rosh was bothered. If the Gemara's kasha was that you should be kind of the chilik of the reins that's attached to the Gemara, there is no shachas to Ihachi. There's no shachas to whether you're kind of with Rochub alone or you're kind of with Manik Biraglo. What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference if you kind of with Rochel, kind of Rag, Gemara's Kasha was a very, very small Kasha. She became the Chelik of the Meseret that's attached to the Chamor, which is a Tachshir of the Chamor, which is a Chamor Dami. It's bottled to the Chamor like we spoke on Sunday. So we're saying, Yochi, Yochi, oh, you're talking about Manik Baraglov. Therefore, the Tosafot Rosh has a very, very elaborate and complicated shot. He says as follows. The Gemara learned, let's say two stages. The Gemara's Kasha was not that you should be kind of the Chelik that's on the Chamor. That wasn't his kasha. The Rosh kasha was that the Baal HaChamor should be chayav the Masera because he did a kinyan on the Masera. And here's the big mystery of the Gemara. What's the kinyan that he did on the Masera? It's a very big long Masera. What's the kinyan of the Masera? It's if you learn that the Gemara's kasha was that he should be kind of the chelik of the Masera that's attached to the Chamor because it's bottled to the Chamor, like Rashi says, Kechamor Adam, because it's a tachshit, it's a decoration of the Chamor. You say, it's like, Moses doesn't get anything kasha. Why does it say that the Baal HaChamor doesn't get any part of the Masera? At least the part of the Masera that's attached to the Chamor, you should get it because it's bottled to the Chamor. But that's if you're not going to see Hochi. If you're not going to see Hochi, it's like, Moses saying what I call a generic kasha. Well, why does the Baal HaChamor not get any part of the Masera? You should get the part of the Masera. Chutz is attached to the Chamor. Watch what I'm saying now. Irrelevant of how he's kind of the Chamor. He's kind of the Chamor with Rochel. He's kind of the Chamor with Van Eberaklov. The Mai said he's kind of the Chamor, so comes along for the ride the Chelik of the Oseru, which is attached to the Chamor, Kechamor Dami. But if you go over to see Hachi, you can't learn like that. So what's the Yehachi? The Yehachi is, we'll get to the Yehachi in a second. If you go to see Yehachi, it means now that you said it's Mani Miraglum, now we have a Kashi, you should be kind of what? The Masera. Obviously, you're not talking about the Chelik of the Masera that's attached to the animal, because that Chelik is irrelevant whether it's Rochel or Mani. Elamai, the Gemara meant to say you should be kind of the whole Masera, or at least half of it. Which Kenyan do on the Masera? Here's the big mystery. Which Kenyan do on the Masera? Which Kenyan did you do on the Masera that you should be kind of the whole Masera or half? Says the Tosafos of Rosh. The Gemara was going with the Gemara in Amud Beis, which is one of the famous Gemaras in Masechta. We're going to see it in Mitzvah Shem next week in Bar HaChovah. There's a big machlikas over there, a big machlikas Rishayim, but we'll start off now. I asked you to see it today in the Mamre Kremis, if you saw the Mamre Kremis. The Gemara over there says, an interesting Chakira, Yiboyer Rav Elazar. The Gemara is a Shayla Amud Beis. Yiboyer Rav Elazar. Meshoich Behem Mezu, Ukni Kelem Shalda. Now, what's the case? The suffix over there was a very interesting suffix, which I'm saying to you again. I'm not going into Harchova to the suffix, because the suffix itself is a big machlekes Rishonim, with very, very interesting nafkaminas all over Shas, as we're going to see in the Tosafot over there in the Rosh. But the baseline over there is like this. A guy has a behema, he did a mashiach on the behema. On the behema there are kelim. So I'm kind of the behema, and I want to be kind of the kelim also. So what's the shayla over there in the generic way? Is the mice and mashiach that you made on the behem will work for the kelim? That's the generic shayla, okay? Is that you didn't? It means like it's a very interesting shayla. You have a base, we'll call it. You have the base is the animal. On the animal there are kelim. I perpetrated. I did an act of kinyan to the weir, to the behem, not to the kelim. Do I say that the mice kinyan to the behem or the mashiach, the chanasa of rishus that I perpetrated to the behem, works for the kelim she'allah, which are on the behem? Says the Rosh in the Tosafot Rosh over here. This is what the Gemara meant to say. The Gemara meant to say is, why are you telling me that it's across the board, it's a vada that the Baal HaChamor wasn't kind of the Masera at all? Why are you telling me that the Baal HaChamor wasn't kind of the Masera at all? Halei, it's a Sofik and Amabez. It's a Sofik and Amabez. What's a Sofik and Amabez? When you Meshoich HaBehem, when you do a Meshich to a Behemah, is it kind of so? Late, it's out of the Gemara that the Meshich on the Behemah works for the Kalim, Why did you come along and say over here point blank that the Baal HaChamor is not kind of the Maseir at all, because all you did was a Mashiach on the Chamor and the Maseir was like, Bo, there's a Tzad on Amid Beis, there's a Sofik on Amid Beis, there's a Sofik. Efshir, like that side of the Sofik, knows you should be Machriya, the Sofik from the Brisa. On Amid Beis, it's very interesting, the Gemara Kiva was referring to a Sofik on Amid Beis that the Gemara didn't bring yet. It's a little bit of a Dechik, okay? But the Gemara was referring to a Sofik. The Gemara meant to say, that why are you telling me point blank that the Baal HaChamor is not kind of the Maseir at all? Halei, there's a Tzad on Amid Beis that when you do a Maisa Mashicha to an animal, that Maisa Mashicha works for the Kalim which are on it. So the Baal HaChamor did a Maisa Kinyan to the Mashiach. By the way, the reason why Rashi didn't know like that, the Pashtas, is because the Gemara wasn't entangled yet in that Sofik yet. The Gemara hadn't brought that Sofik yet. The Gemara hadn't brought down that side yet. But the Rosh is saying that the Gemara's kash over here was that you should be do a Maisa Kinyan on the Chamor. That should be kind of the Masera. I didn't pick up the Masera. All I did was a Mashiach on the animal. But there's a Man Yaman on my base of all. So when you do a Maisa Mashiach to an animal and there are Kalim attached to it, so the Maisa Mashiach that you do on the animal radiates to the Masera, to the Kalim on it. That was the Gemara's kash. And they all ask me and say, okay, very nice. So why is it Yihachi? Why is the Yihachi better now? Yihachi is all of his manic miraculous. So here the Rosh drops a bomb. Why is it all in Yihachi? Yihachi! And now that he said it's a man of Beraglov, so now I understand that what? That it's kind of. What's that to do with man of Beraglov? He told me that Meshach Behemazu when you do Meshicha. So it's very interesting. It's fascinating, Tais of Rosh. This Tais of Rosh is a gila on the whole plot that we've learned until now. Tais of Rosh says, man of Beraglov is classic Meshicha. He says, Mabel Dikazach. Man of Beraglov is classic Meshicha. What's classic Meshicha? Classic Meshicha is, the Maisa Kinyan of Meshicha is that you move the Zach from place to place. Now, you could do Mashiach on Kalim. Mashiach on Kalim is that you move it from place to place. Says the Tais Zerosh, a mega lomdish azach. And he says like this, watch. If the kinyan that you did over here was Manig Viraglov, Manig Viraglov is classic Mashiach. You pulled the zach, you pushed the zach, you kicked the zach, you moved it from place to place. That type of Mashiach, I'm quoting the Tais Zerosh, works for Kalim also. So the tzad of the Gemara on Mebeis, that perpetrating an act of Mashiach to a behema is going to radiate to the Kalim on it, Hagam, that you didn't actually pull the Kalim, is only when you're doing the same type of Mashiach to the behema that works by Kalim. So when you perpetrate the same type of Mashiach that works by Kalim to the behema, there's a tzad that holds that the Mashiach on the behema creates achnasa l'vashus on the Kalim. Aber Rachov is not classic Mashiach. Rachov is not classic Mashiach. Watch what I say, very teeth. When you ride a chamor, riding kalim is not a way to make a kinyan. You hear the tiefkeit? So if the kinyan that you perpetrated to the behema, to the chamor, was rochov, if the kinyan that you perpetrated to the behema is rochov, you can't ride a kalim, you can't ride reins, you can't ride a box, you can't ride toys, you can't ride kalim. So then the maisa kinyan that you made on the chamor doesn't radiate to the kalim, slowly. Mashenkein, Manik Baragel of the Maisa Kinyan is the moving from place to place. That type of Mashicha works even where? For Kalim. The Mela says the Tais Rosh, a whole shtickle tire in the Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kash and said, how you kind of the Gemara? Rochav's kind of. I said, no, it's Manik Baragel. Yochi! Ah, it's Manik Baragel of his classic Mashicha. So then be kind of the Maseir also, like the man the Amu holds on the base, that when you do a Maisa Mashicha to a Behemoth, it works for the Kalim also. Aye, so why is it Yochi? Rochav is also a kinyan on the animal, no. But there's no tzad in the world. Hey, alam de shemaisa. The maisa kinyan on the animal can only radiate to the kalim on it if the maisa kinyan to the animal was the same type of maisa kinyan that you do to the kalim. So then, by doing a maisa kinyan on the animal, that's enough. I don't have to do a specific maisa kinyan on the kalim. That's only betanai that the maisa kinyan that I'm doing to the animal is the same type of kinyan that I do to the kalim. Of a Luyitzur, the Maisa Kinyan that I'm doing to the animal is not the same type of Maisa Kinyan that works for Kalim. So then the Maisa Kinyan of the animal, that's Ihochi. If it would have been classic Rochov without Manik Baraglov, if it would have been Rochov without Manik Baraglov, so there's no tzad that you kind of miss there. Which Kinyan did you do on the Maseira? You did the Kinyan on the Maseira. Which Kinyan did you do on the Maseira? Yachi. But now that he says Manik Baraglov, which is classic Mashiach, so the lumpness of classic Mashiach is that it moves from place to place. That type of Mashiach is a way of showing vitals. It could work also for the Kalim. Now, what's the obvious question on this whole? That's a question towards the Rosh, and it's a reflection of everything in the last 10 days. Why? Because it's a Pella. What's the Kinyan of Rochov? What's the Kinyan of Rochov? Halei, the Tais Rosh went out of the way to argue in Rashi. He said that Avada by Rochov, we're talking about a case with animal what? It moved. Why did it have to move? Because he also machmasi. Fekta chamori to kashayla. It's fekta chamori to kashayla. I don't understand. Halei rochem is also mashicha. What was Ezra talking about? There's just a whole massive bunch of shavuot. That this din, that the maisa kinyan on the animal could work for the kalim which are on it, which in this particular gemara is the mesera. That's what? That's only if the mashicha that you did is classic mashicha, which is manik baraglov. If you did a rochem, it doesn't work. You can't ride kalim. What do you mean? What's the kinyan of riding? Here we have a yom din of everything we spoke about the last week. What's the kinyan of riding? The kinyan of riding is that a movie. We're more about arrive from climbing, right? That it's also machmasi. It's not also machmasi. Did it move? Did you make a move? The Tosfos Rosh speaks out like Tosfos that avad about the rochem means you got it to move. So then what does he want? What does he rochem aman and baraglov? Stating this Tosfos Rosh, a murid kiyadia, that the kinyan of rochem is not the moving it from place to place. The kinyan of rochem is that rochem is a way of showing bialus. Rochem is a way of showing bialus. I spoke about this last Sunday. Rochem is a way of showing bialus. What's Pshat? It's a way of showing bialus. What does that mean? It's a way of showing bialus. Pshat is a way of showing bialus. The Pshat is that one of the ways that a person shows bialus is by moving the animal. And here in the Tosfos Rosh says what I call a hairspring. He says a mavel de kazach. In every classic Mashicha, the act of the Kinyan is the moving from place to place. In every classic Mashicha, the act of the Kinyan is moving from place to place. By Rochov, since, watch what I'm going to say now, at the end of the day, you're not schlepping the animal. Why the animal move Machmas you? Why did the animal move Machmas you? The animal moved Machmas you because by you sitting on the animal, generally animals move. So the Maisa Kinyan is not the movement. The Maisa Kinyan is the Rochov. Thus Rochov is a way to get the animal to move. But the Maisa Kinyan is the riding on the animal, not the actual movement. So you'll ask me, and how do you learn out one from the other? Is that Maisa, as it comes back to what I said on the Sunday when I came back? When was that? Was it just last week? Oh, time flies. Yeah, it seems like a year ago. Right? Something just happened. The Yisayda Dvarim is that we spoke from Rabbi Zalman, remember? That the Yisoid of Mashicha is the Yisoid of showing bialus. So the showing bialus is either the actual moving of the animal, and then there are things which generally cause the animal to move, but the showing bialus is doing that type of action. It's a weird word. Shtein Tais Rosh Mavel de Kazach. That Hagam, that Rochel has to be that you cause the animal to move, right? But the actual Maisa Kinyan is not the moving of the animal, the Maisa Kinyan is the riding the animal. At Kedekach, that you can't do an act of riding to Kalim. It's a very, very unusual Zach. It means the Maisa Kinyan is the riding, not the moving. Just the riding is a way of showing bialus, because riding generally causes an animal to move, and moving an animal is a way of showing bialus. So it's a two-step part. Classic Mashicha is moving the animal from place to place. Classic Mashicha is moving the animal from place to place, and that's a way of showing bialus. Now there's other actions which generally cause animals to move, and therefore they also become ways of showing bialus. But the way of showing the bialus by Rochov is the riding of it. It's a way of showing bialus because it's an action that generally causes the animal to move. But the Maisa Kinyan is the act of the riding, not the act of the moving, and you can't do an act of riding to a Kli. Mavel de Kazach. As they say in the Tosfos, I once heard from Moshe, a Muritik and Afkamin al Alocha. Anachmin al Alocha, Pasha. I'll give you a Moshe. He gave a Moshe. We're going to see later on enough. I really hope we get to Yudam and Alf on the bottom to Dalad Amis. I'm going to make a big effort to get there because it's such an important sugya. There's a famous Rukiveger said, and we're going to talk about the Rukiveger. It's a famous Rukiveger. It's one of the famous Rukivegers in Nosh Mazik. Rukiveger teaches us in that sugya of Dalad Amis that it's in Mukyesiv, it's Rukiveger, that we know that every time a person makes a kinyan, you have to have das for the chalos, right? If you don't have das for the chalos, what happens if a guy doesn't maisa kinyan? He has das for the chalos, he wants the kinyan, but he doesn't have das for the maisa. You have to have, but kibbeg was machadish, you have to have das for the maisa kinyan. I don't know if you had das for the chalos. You have to know where am I doing maisa kinyan. I'm going to give a Mordek example. I'll give you an example. One of the cases of Mashiach is that a guy hits the animal, right? And the animal moved for amos. Have an interesting shayla. What's the maisa kinyan? The act of the hitting? Or the maisa kinyan is the animal moving? That's a great marshal for this conversation. Yeah, I think the animal, he kisha b'makal, it moves, that's mishicha. The guy has to have das that he's claiming with which action, the animal moving or him swinging the stick. So a typical mishicha, this day is a rush, is the animal moving is the ma'aseh kinyan. The animal getting moved is the ma'aseh kinyan. As opposed to rochov, the ma'aseh kinyan is the riding. Just the reason why riding is called a ma'aseh kinyan, it's a way of showing balance, because it's an act which causes the animals to move. Atkei dekach, the day is a rush, is a mafal tikka chilek. You can have two kinyanim which are very similar, one's rochov and one's manik. And the manik beraglov is going to work for the kelim shalda, and the rochov won't. Atkei dekach, that's the hachi of the Gemara. Shaking zach. A shakin zach, but how much the Rishonim were ma'ayin in the pimius of what the Maisa Kinyan was. At Kaan, the Tois Rosh is pshat in the Gemara's Kash. We'll go slowly now. Slowly. So let's start again. Zakti Gemara inside, look inside, we're looking inside today. Zakti Gemara, Yehachi, we're going to Tois Rosh. Yehachi, Fakti Gemara. If you're talking about Manik Baraglo, the nikni nami yirochov b'maseira, so the mikra of rochov maseira, according to the tzad of the sofik on tesa mebeis, that you do a ma'aseh kinyan of mishicha on the behemah works for the kelim alone. Slowly, everybody, you're right. Zekonachamov b'chatzim maseira. Very good. You're kind of now we go to the next step. Ferti Gemara stage two. Bishlam yirochov koni. I understand that the rochov is kind of the maseira. The kumag b'le ben das, because the ben das picked up for him. Well, the toughest with Maseira, but my Connie, but why is the toughest with Maseira, Connie? Let's stop right here, and let's try to understand. The Gemara says, in order for the Rochel to be Connie the Maseira, he has to have a Bendas picked up. So right here, I want to say big grade. According to Rashi, we know why you need a Bendas to pick it up for you. Why, according to Rashi, you need a Bendas to pick it up for you? Why, according to Rashi, does the Rochel of Chamorah need a Bendas to pick it up for him in order for him to be Connie the Maseira? What's the reason? Because the Chamorah didn't do a kinyan. Which kinyan did he do? We're not working with the Gemara Mebeza Meshach Behem Bezu Kinyan Mashallah. So we spoke on Sunday that according to Rashi, why do I need the Ben Das to pick up for me? Because I didn't do a kinyan. All I did was I rode the donkeys, so I could be kind of the Tachshit, right? I need him to be kind of for me. How can we spoke out? But according to the Rosh, what's the most kasha? What do you need the Ben Das to pick it up for? So what do I need the Ben Das for? I did a Meshach Kinyan. I did a Maisa Kenyan. I rode the animal, I was Manik Baraglov, I did a Mashiach on the animal, I was kind of the Masera because the Mashiach on the animal works for the Kalim. Well, what are you doing that? Speaking of him, my bad. What's it all? Says the Taisa Rosh, he drops his bomb number two, because Kenyan, Bavato Kenyan. Kenyan, Bavato Kenyan? What's Kenyan, Bavato Kenyan? Why is Kenyan, Bavato Kenyan? Slowly. If somebody else is what? Somebody else on the same Masera, I'm perpetrating a Maisa Mashicha on the Masera through the animal, through the Chamor, and somebody else is perpetrating a what? A Maisa Hagbo on that thing. It says the Taiz of Rosh, you need him to pick it up for you, because if he's not going to pick it up for you, you're going to have Kinyan Mavato Kinyan. Shaking Zach. So here we have in front of us, and before the Taiz of Rosh Mashicha, so who argued on the Ravid back then, who lived it out of a Gemara. What are you doing that for? I did a full-scale Kenyan over here for. I did Maisa Kenyan for. Finish. Let me get him. Give me here. Why do you need him to pick it up for me? The terrace is, because his Maisa Kenyan is about the Maisa Kenyan. Slowly. Everything tomorrow. Slowly. Chas Bishlam Rochov Kari from Agulay Ben Das. Al Tovzim Sever, my Kari, Em is that Kari Chabar Kudma Sever, is that Kari Rosh Tovzim, I'm not finished yet. So, I need a Ben Das, why? Not because I'm lacking the Kenyan according to Taisa Rosh. I need a Ben Das because he's staring me, slowly. Every more you're right, you're Kari the whole thing, he's not Kari. Why is he not Kari, by the way? Why is he not Kari? Slowly, big read here. Why is he not Kari? Why is Tovzim Sever not Kari? Did Hakba? So what did Rashi answer why it's so good? How did Rashi explain why the toughest Masera is not crying, by members? Well, you know, it was Mekoyma, whatever Mekoyma means. Tezros doesn't say that. What does Tezros say? Because my Kenyan is about to his Kenyan. How's my Kenyan about to his Kenyan? I did a what? I did a Kenyan on the behemoth to be kind of the Masera. And it's about to his what? It's about to his Kenyan, correct? It's about to his Kenyan. So am kind of what, am kind of idea what, idea my Mashiach on the which is kind of the Messiah. Just I need his help because I should be king of Atal Kenyan. But he's not kind of why. Why is he not kind of? Because my Kenyan is about his Kenyan. What's the obvious question? I asked this on Sunday. The same way he helps me out, why can't I help him out? The same way he helps me out, that he picks up for me, is that his Kenyan, Hagboshim, Vatal, my Kenyan, why can't I help him out and let my Maisa Mashiach work for him also? I asked the same Kash and Rashi, remember? I asked the Kash and Rashi, why can't I help him out the same way he helps him? What did he answer on Sunday and Rashi, why I can't help him out? Because I'm not doing a Maisa Kenyan on the Tachshit, it's bottled to the Chamor. What about according to this shot? But according to this shot, you are L'chayr doing a Maisa Kenyan to the Maisera. What's a Maisa Kenyan doing to the Maisera? I did the Mashiach HaSachamor, he couldn't do the Maisera. Now the fact is, I understand that I need his help, because even though I perpetrated a Maisa Kenyan to the Maisera through the Behemoth, but his Kenyan's canceling me out. Okay, so he does for me. So why isn't he kind of? Let me do for him. I'll do a Maisa Mashiach on the Maisera to do for him. So in Rashi, we asked the Kash, Rashi didn't have a Teretz. Rashi had a Teretz, because according to Rashi, he didn't do an act of Kenyan Bechal on the Tachshu. It was bottle. And once you kind of the horse, you automatically kind of the doctor. You want the horse. What are you going to do over here? So that depends on a Hakira, which you're going to see on a base. What does Mashiach Behemah Zuv and Kini Kaimala? When you do Mashiach to a Behemah and it's kind of the Kalim, it's called you did a Mashiach to the Kalim. But the Mashiach on the Behemah is enough to radiate Bailas to the Kalim. Yesh Lachkor. As I understand, I do a Mashiach to a Behemah and it's kind of the Kalim on it. Is the pshat is that by moving the animal, it's called I move the kalim? If that's true, so then I don't have a teretz of discussion. You did a mashiach on the kalim by moving the behemah, so do the mashiach on the kalim for him. The behemah you do for yourself, and the kalim you do for him. If it's called I perpetrated a maisa mashiach to the kalim on the chamor, so let me go ahead and split it. Let me say the maisa mashiach on the behemah I'll do for me, and the maisa mashiach on the kalim I'll do for him also. Chayr is a very stark arayah, which you have to examine next week. That the din of Meshach Behemah Zu, Kni Kehel Mshalel, is not the pshat that the Maisa Meshicha that I do to the Behemah is called a Maisa Meshicha to the Kehelim. The pshat is the Maisa Meshicha on the Behemah, the Chnosel Roshos, that works for the Behemah, works for the Kehelim that's on it also. But it's not a separate Maisa Kinyan. I mean, Baal is not a separate Maisa Kinyan. The Mela, I can't split it. So I'm a Zodivite that I did the Behemah for myself, so then the Kehelim is my myself, and therefore we have a fascinating situation. I perpetrated a Maisa Kinyan which works for the whole Masera. Albeit, do I need his help? He'll help me out. But when he did a Maisa Kenyan, I can't help him out. Because I'm not doing a direct Maisa Kenyan on the Mashiach. And therefore, we're stuck in a situation where I get the Maseir and he gets nothing. Frankly, Gemara, the final blow. If he doesn't get it, then he doesn't do it for you. He's not a Nebuch. And therefore, nobody gets anything. And that's the Maskana of the Gemara. Each guy gets only what he gets. There are five Shinuyim between Rashi and Tosfos. And Tosfos and Rashi. There are five shinuyim, or five inyanim, which are negated to the Tosfos in the Rashi. I want to go over that. Number one. Okay? What? What is it? Yeah? What? What's the problem? You can't think of the answer, problem? Yeah? There are five shinuyim between... Not here with me? Okay, it's enough for me. Are you with me? What? Wait, Fargan. I'm saying a crystal clear share. I went over three times, typed it over. Has it up on the way here. And you're foggy? Your brain's foggy? It's always like that. Right after today, more than other days. Listen carefully. Your brain's not foggy. You have a crystal clear lump to your head. Only postpartum is foggy. Yeah, there are five shinuyim between Rashi and Tosfos. Number one, Vos Gemara's Kasha, Yihachi Nikni Nami. According to Rashi, the Rochav didn't do any kinyan on the Masera. There's no Yihachi. The Gemara's Kasha was, he should be kind of the Chelik, which is a Tachshu. According to Tosfos, Rosh, the Kasha was, he should be kind of the Masera, Idei Mashiach as a Behemah. Shina number one. Shina number two, why do I need a Ben Das to pick it up for me? It's a big Shina. According to Rashi, the reason why I need him to pick it up for me, because I didn't do any kinyan at all in the Masera. So if he's not going to pick it up for me, I get nothing. All I get is a tachshit. According to the Tosfos of Rosh, I did my own kinyan on the Masera. I need him to pick it up, but it should be kinyan or vatal kinyan. Shinoi 3. Why is the toughest Masera not Koina? Interesting Shinoi. According to Rashi, why is the toughest Masera not Koina? And what did Rashi say? Sunday? Why is the toughest Masera not Koina? Because he didn't pick it up. It's Mekoimer. It's still on the horse. Teis Rosh doesn't like that. He says the Kenyan of the Mashiach and the Masera is Mevatel Hagbo. He says Teis Rosh holds that when it's on the horse, it's not called like it's on Karka. It's cool you picked it up. Interesting, a technical machlekes, by the way. Again, I repeat, Rashi learned that the reason why the toughest Masera wasn't Koina because it's Mekoimer. It's attached to the horse. He didn't pick it up yet. Teis Rosh says because the Kenyan of the Chamor is Mevatel. Issue number four in the Rashi thesis. Why can't the Rochov help out the Masera? According to Rashi, you can't help him out because it's bottled to the Chamor, so he didn't do a Maisa Kenyan at all. And according to Teis Rosh, even though he did do a Maisa Kenyan, but the Maisa Kenyan is on the Chamor, it's not on the Masera, and therefore you can't split it. Fifth Shinui. So why the Maskon at the end of the day is the Rochov not Koina? Excuse me, why at the end of the day is the Rochov not Koina any part of the Masera? Interesting Shinui. Why at the end of the day is the Rochov not Koina the Masera? The Rochov, according to Rashi, what's the reason? You didn't do a Kenyan. You didn't do a Kenyan on the Masera, the other guy didn't do for you. According to the Rosh, because Kenyan about the Kenyan, you did do a Kenyan, but his Kenyan cancels out your Kenyan, and he doesn't want to do it for you. Okay. Now I have 5 hours. Then you want me to come and do arts and crafts with you today? What? This is what I was thinking about last night. Yeah, 5 hours. Ready? Because we're going to see the Geschmack, I don't see the brain. How could it be Friday if there's no Thursday? Mike has a brain. And Rebo's waiting for TV, he does. Well, then it's okay. What was Baruch Hashem? Baruch Dynamis of Tevah Meitiv. You okay? I think you have 5 hours now. Yeah? Hour number one. After the dust settles, 5 hours. We go from the bottom up. Watch. Hour number one. Maskar Tegmar, what's Maskar Tegmar now? What's Maskar Tegmar at the end of the day? Nobody gets the Masera. The Rochav gets which part of the Masera? Nobody gets the Masera. Again, the toughest, the Masera didn't help out the Rochav guy. And since he didn't help him out, so the Rochav Masera gets nothing. So what does the Rochav get at the end of the day? All he gets is what? Is the base Magera, the Tachshu, the decoration. What does Rabbeinu Tefes Masera get? But it's in his hands. That's all. Everything else is no Kenyan, okay? Now that's for 5 hours. Why is the toughest Masera Koina what's in his hand? Why does he have a problem with Ogad Gabe that the rest of the reins is in a different rishos? I want to start from the bottom up. The Maskana. I have 5 hours. The Baal HaMasera at the Maskana Sakamara, nobody helped each other out, so nobody got the Masera. Okay? The Rochav needed help, or he didn't do a Kenyan. The Masera got a Kenyan. At the end of the day, nobody got anything, okay? Isn't carefully now. So at the end of the day, the Baal HaMasera gets only what? What's in his hands? How could he get what's in his hands? I argue to a different ritual, so Nesivas told us he can't have a Kenyan. What's the answer to that question? To question one? Command the Pasuk. Something which is in my hand is cut off. It's not called attached to a different ritual. The answer to that? Good. Now back to it. Hold on. Now I'm going to ask if I can have the Kasha. The Gemara had a Shlav in the Gemara, Horror 2. The Gemara had a Shlav in the Gemara that the Masera guy is only kind of what's in his hands, and the Baal Rochav is kind of what? And the Baal Rochav is kind of everything. The Gemara had an interior sad. The Baal Rochav is kind of the whole Masera. And the Tophus is kind of only what? Why don't we say that the Baal HaRochav is attached to a different rishos? The answer is the same answer that what? So I want to point out that the Command the Pasuk works two ways. Command the Pasuk gives what's in the hands of the Tophus and Masera, and we don't say it's attached to a different rishos, because it's Command the Pasuk. And also Command the Pasuk can allow the Baal HaRochav to get the whole Masera at that stage of the Gemara. Even though it's attached to a different rishos, but it's Command the Pasuk. Command the Pasuk has a dual word, works two ways. Command the Pasuk cuts it off and says that what I have in my hand is mine, and it's not called attached to a different rishos. And the other way around, Command the Pasuk works, that Vivalib, what's in your hand is called cut off, so copy the other guy who wants to be kind of the rest of Masera. We don't look at it like attached to a different rishos. That's good. Third question. According to Rashi, why is the Tafas Masera not Kohen at the end of the day? Why, according to Rashi, is the Tafas Masera not Kohen at all? Because it's attached to where? It's attached to where, said Rashi? It's attached to the Chamor, correct? Why don't you look at the Chelik that's on the head of the Chamor as command the Pasuk and say that it's cut off and it's not called attached, it's called I picked it up? So you have to say that what's on the head of the Chamor is not called command the Pasuk. Command the Pasuk is only what's in your hand. Is that agreed? So I asked one kasha. Why don't you beat the three kashas I asked? Part number one is, why is the guy who's holding the reins kind of what's in his hands? What's in his hands is attached to a different rishos. The answer is command the Pasuk says it's cut off. Stage two. Why did the Gemara have a tzad that the one who's riding the chamor gets the whole masera and the other guy gets it? So it's attached to what's in his hands. That's what's cut off. Power three. Why does Rashi say that the guy who's holding the masera is not kind of the masera because it's attached to the horse, but the chelik that's attached to the horse is command the pasuk? The answer is the chelik that's attached to the horse is not called command the pasuk. Command the pasuk is only when it's in somebody's hand. When it's on the horse, it's not called command the pasuk. Power four is fascinating. At the end of the day, how much does the Rochav get? At the end of the day, what does the Rochav get, Rabbi Say? Base Pagea. What's Base Pagea? The Tachshit. How's he kind of that, by the way? Because it's part of the animal. Ferger Hakasha, how can he be kind of the Base Pagea? It's connected to somebody else's Rishos. It's argued to a different Rishos. And you can't answer me command the Pasuk, because I just proved from Ha'ar number three that there's no command the Pasuk on what? And don't command the Pasuk on the horse, because if there would be a command the Pasuk on the horse, then the Tafas Masera would be able to be Kaina. Elamai, what's on the horse is not called command the Pasuk. So how the Maskana are you Kaina the stuff on the, what do you call it? How the Maskana are you Kaina the base pagay, which is attached to the Chamor? It's attached to the different rituals, and we don't say command the Pasuk on an animal. It's attached either to Hefker. Okay? It's attached to Hefker.
It's called attached to
just
Hefker, because part of it
has to be Hefker. That's the old shot of the Yeshivas, that when you pick up something that's Hefker, the thing, part of it you didn't pick up, it's attached to a different Rishos, it's Hefker. That's a classic case of Yeshivas.
Usually
in
Yeshivas,
it's
in
a
Hefker place.
Yeah, true. It's in a Hefker place, by the way.
It's
but the rest of it, nobody's kind of, by the way. It means it's Hefker. Like Karnas Ever, like Karnas Ever. Who gets it? It's Hefker. It stays Hefker. It was Hefker. It stays Hefker. So I'm asking Kasha, new Kasha, Hara 4. Why is the Baal HaChamor created the base Magel? It's argued to a different Rishos. And you can't say command the Pasuk on the Tasha. There's no command the Pasuk on Tasha. What's the answer, Rice? Since you like the Kasha. Oh, it's very good. The din of argued to a different Rishos is only when I'm doing a Maisa Kinyan to something. Yeah, Lamda Shavuot? It means when I do a Maisa Achnosa the Rishos to something, so then I say you can't do Achnosa the Rishos if it's argued to a different thing. But how am I created the Tasha? How am I created the Tasha? It's bottled to the Chamor. And that is no problem of Ogut. The problem of Ogut is when I'm permitting to perpetrate a Maisa Kinyan to something, and I want to bring it into my Rishos. I say you can't perpetrate a Achnosa the Rishos to something that's connected to a different Rishos. But that's only if I'm doing a Maisa Kinyan to the Zach. But the reason why I'm crying it because it's bottled to the Chamor, I'm not doing a Maisa Kinyan. So then I don't care if it's Ogut to a different Rishos. Ogut to a different Rishos stares a Maisa Kinyan. I'm coming to bring it into my Rishos. So then I say you didn't bring it into your rishos because it's connected to a different rishos. But when it's bottled to the animal and whatever's part of the animal I'm kinda with, and that then I have a problem of okay, that's nifl void. I just said four horrors. We get to five. Horror number one is, why do I get the Baal HaMaseira, what's I'm holding in my hand? It's argued to a different rishos. The answer is command the pasuk. Horror number two is, in the middle stage of the Gemara, the Baal HaChamor got the whole Maseira. Why? But it's attached to a different rishos. It's in his hand. It's command the pasuk. Power three. Why does Rashi say that the Bala Tafas Masera is not creating anything because it's attached to the horse? Say that the chelik that's attached to the horse is command the pasuk. There's no command the pasuk on a horse. If there's no command the pasuk on a horse, so why the maskana is the Bala Chamor creating the tachshit? How that it's attached to a different rishos? The answer is he's not doing a ma'aser kinyan.
Does this sound like
hakira
only? Does this teretz only sound like hakira?
I'm in Rashi now, this part. So, I mean, Maskan, no shakas, no. Oh, now we get to the grand finale of what I came to say today. So let's talk business now. Maskan Sakamara, watch what I'm going to say now. So why am I say at the end of the day is the toughest Maseira, not the Kaina? At the end of the day, the guy's holding the reins is not Koina. So according to Rashi, why is he not Koina? Because he's been Koina, he didn't pick it up. According to Tosfos Rosh, why is he not Koina? Tosfos speaks out. Why is he not Koina? Ah, he picked it up, he did Hagba. What does Tosfos say? Because Kenyan is about to Kenyan. That's what Tosfos says. So I just can murder the Kakash of Aloha, watch. The Rosh Paskins over here in Agamara, the Maskana, and we just were going to end this part. The Rosh Paskins over here in the Maskana, that the Rosh Paskins over here in the Maskana, the Psak of the Gemara. The Baal HaChamor gets the Chamor, and the base Pager, the Tachshit, and the Baal HaMasera only gets what's in his hand. I'm going to repeat my Kash again. Why does he get only what's in his hand? He picked up the whole thing. He picked up the thing. Why does he get the whole Masera? The answer is because Kenyan what? Kenyan Mevatel Kenyan. The Kenyan of the Chamor is Mevatel the what? The Kenyan of the Chamor is Mevatel the what? The Kenyan of the other guy. This is what I'm saying now. Figure out Kash, how could the Rosh Paskins do? Which Kenyan did the Baal HaChamor do? Which king did the Baal HaChamor do? Which king did the Baal HaChamor perpetrate over here? The answer is Meshach Mehem Azu. So once you had a kasha for a Bosher, he said, Meshach Mehem Azu? Meshach Mehem Azu is an Iboya on a Mebez, Delay Ishta. See, here's the stira. How could the Rosh over here paskin Bevadoyus that the guy who's holding the Masera only gets what's Beyadoy because the other guy's canceling him out? Why is he canceling him out? Because he did a Meshicha, Meshach Mehem Azu, on a Mebez. The Rosh also says the Bay the Levish, though. We don't have a Maskon on it. So the Rosh over here should have left it as a suffix.
Isn't
on a base
when you
want to
not be
going to
have
also? No. Again. The Gemara on a base, whether or not you did a Maisa Kenya to Behav works machine, works with a Kalim, is a suffix. Maskon. Why did Rosh over here say, the Torah's Vaday, that the Baal Masera, honestly, the Baal Masera, according to the Rosh, did a Maisa Akbom? She doesn't tell you to Rosh, why doesn't it work? Because the other guy canceled. How? Who's the other guy? The one who did the Mashiach on the animal, the man of Miraglov, canceled it out. Why is it called canceling out? Because Meshach Mehem Azub can go. But Meshach Mehem Azub can Kem Jaleh is itself a suffix on a base, which is a bad thing. More than Gemal Maskana. So if I were to ask you, how much is the Baal Masera Koina? Is he kind of the entire Masera or is only kind of part? What should be the answer? It's a suffix. It depends whether or not Meshach Mehem Azub is a Kenyan or not. So how could the Toys of Rosh say that the reason why the toughest Masera only gets what's in his hand because Kenyan Mevatel Kenyan. What's Kenyan Mevatel Kenyan? Which Kenyan? The Kenyan that he did on the Masera? Which Kenyan did he do on the Masera? Meshich on the Behema? Meshich on the Behema is a suffix on the base. So in Psak is a stira. The Gemara by us is not fair because the Gemara was going on that side. But when it comes to Psak, at the end of the day, there's a stira in the Rosh. The Rosh Paskins, Fekhtu Basher, that the one who's holding the Masera only gets what's in his hand. Why doesn't he get the rest of it? He did have one the whole Masera. So the Tanjiro spoke out over here in the back because the end against Kenyan canceled my Kenyan, right? Well, which Kenyan did he do on the Masera? Which Kenyan did he do on the Masera? Which Kenyan did he do on the Masera? The Kenyan they did on the Masera was what? Was the Meshach Mehem Azu. Meshach Mehem Azu, the Suffolk. So how could the Tanjiro say over here? Kenyan about the Kenyan? What do you say?
Doesn't
be a rash also.
Doesn't
be a
rash
also. He also has his kinyan at the bottle of the... Oh, very good, slowly. Oh. So what did Elam say? So Elam said, a whole stick with her now. So what did he say, Nachanami? So what did Elam say? Elam said a brilliant shot. Elam said an achanami. It could be the maskana that Meshicha on the behemoth doesn't work for the kelim. Still, the maisa kinyan of the rochav cancels out the kinyan of the magbia. Why? Because he's at least kind of the what? He's at least kind of the tachshit. Mivalti is at least kind of the tachshit. So it comes out now that on the chelik of what the guy picked up, we have kinyan echad mivalt chaver. Everyone agrees? That's what Moshe answered. Moshe said that the teretz is like you all said. That the Mevato Chaveru, the problem of the Tofos, is not necessarily because the Baal Reichav perpetrated Meshicha on the Maser, even if he didn't. But he has part of it. That's also called Mevato. This is the ultimate Raya, not like Ramatoli's Shad and Mevato. This is the ultimate Raya, not like Ramatoli. Why is it not like Ramatoli? Let's analyze. I'm the Baal Maser. I picked up the Maser. I picked it up high. I did a good Maisak Bo. Right? You picked it up high enough. Says Rosh Hashanah, picked it up. I picked it up. I was kind of. Says Rosh Hashanah, why not kind of? The other guy's not helping me out. He can't help me out. So I'm saying, so I'll be kind of. The answer is no. His kinyan mevatel. Which kinyan? The Meshicha that he did. No, because we Meshach Mehem was a suffix. It's a maskara ibay leishet. Elamai, he was kind of what the end of it, the tachshit. Frankly, Moshe, somebody was kind of that. That's called kinyan mevatel chaveri. Rav Avtali learned that kinyan echem mevatel chaveri means what? Rabbi say. That my Kenyan and your Kenyan clash, that's only if we both did a Maisa Kenyan on the entire Masera. But over here, he only did a Maisa Kenyan La Maskana on what? Bevada and the base Pagera. So why can't my pick up the Masera? Give me 90% of the Masera. Is Kenyan Mevatel Kenyan? Is it a clash at Maftali? There's no clash until then, until the base Maged. In base Maged, there's a clash. On the rest of it, it's a suffix. How could the Rosh Tate Vadai? Said Rav Asher, it's a Raya Muchachas that the Pshat of Kenyan Echo Vatel Chaveri doesn't mean that when you have two Kenyanim on an object, two people perpetrated a Maitse Kenyan to an object, so they explode. The Pshat is that it's Ogit to a different Rishos. It's Ogit to a Rishos that somebody else is perpetrating a Kenyan to part of it. So then I have a Kenyan. This is a riot that the word Kenyan, Mevatel Kenyan, doesn't mean that when two people do a Maisa Kenyan to the same object, neither of the Kenyanim work. Because over here, on 90% of the Kenyan, Bivadoyas, I did the Kenyan. Only on the Tzad, the Meshech Behemazu, but if I don't hold the Meshech Behemazu, so all you did was the base Maged. Why is your Kenyan Mevatel my Kenyan? Why is that called Mevatel? I just looked at Tzad again. He says, Allah Shem, that's Mevatel. What's Mevatel? What is Mevatel? I did a Maisa Kwan, 90% did a Besera. No, his kid, when he has kid in battle, there's a right to the Israel of the Nisibis. That the word is what you did, you did. But at the end of the Mesera, there's somebody also made a Maisach and also, that what? Somebody else was kainit. So it's ugly to a different Rishos. Your Maisach and also that you did on your Chelik can't bring it into your Rishos if it's ugly to a different Rishos. So the problem at the end of the day is that it's ugly to a different Rishos. I let you and a guy help me out. And let it be command the pulse. It's not command the pulse on a horse. So it's command, it's all good for Rishos. This is the Raya, not like Rav Toldi, and when the Rosh uses a Lashon of Kenyan Echad Mivatal Es Chaveroi, he meant to say that it's all good to a different Rishos, not that somebody else clashed with my Maisa Kenyan that I did on the Chelik that I did. That's Nifla Moyla Amita Shalter, that's Malvad Gazach. We have now finished off the Sugya of Rochov and Manuk. On Sunday, Mr. Shem, we're going to learn a very interesting Gemara of Yochel and Natkoi, which has Shas ramifications, and we're going to make a psicha to the sugi of Amr Beis and Meshech Behemazu. For those of you who are looking for a new sugi to start next week, so on Sunday I'm going to speak about the next piece of Gemara and make a whole new start. Next piece of Gemara is also a new sugi a little bit, by the way. But we're going to start with Mr. Shem on Sunday a psicha to the sugi of Meshech Behemazu. So you have a lot to do over Shabbos and Mr. Shem Meshal Tov Mosachas. Our regular schedule is Ali Shor. Our regular gathering tonight after the quarter to 11. Tomorrow we might make Friday great again. It's a Iboy Del Isha, depends whether or not we're making a bris or not. Either way, it'll be the regular shmooze at 11:30, a very important one this week. Mr. Shem Meshal Tov Mosachas. And what? If we'll be here, we'll see if we shall buy, if we're not sure if we shall buy. If I do it, if there won't be a bris, and I'll be here, and I'll be in the mood, then we shall buy. And you'll be here. Svek, svek, svek. So, on Mosh Shabbos, Rosh Hashem, for those of you who are going into Shaduchim, there'll be a Shidduch Shemuz at 11 o'clock in -1. You can tell your friends in the culture of Yeshivas. If you know anybody in